Zechariah chapter 11. Open your doors, Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Wail, fir tree, for the cedar has fallen, the stately ones are destroyed. Wail, you oaks of Bashan, for the strong forest has come down. A voice of the wailing of the shepherds, for their glory is destroyed. A voice of the roaring of young lions, for the pride of the Jordan is ruined. Thus says Yahweh my God, feed the flock of slaughter, their buyers slaughter them and go unpunished. Those who sell them say, blessed be Yahweh, for I am rich, and their own shepherds don't pity them. So Zechariah had been trying to persuade the people to really restore the kingdom and to see that God was really behind them. But now they just didn't want it. And I think this is God saying that he's going to destroy the rebuilt temple. I think when he talks about Lebanon, he's talking about the cedars of Lebanon and the oaks of Bashan that they'd used, that they'd been given by Cyrus to rebuild the temple. It was all going to be destroyed. And this partly happened by Alexander the Great. And he complains that they were abusing each other, like we read at the time of Nehemiah they were. And they were saying, huh, praise Yahweh, I'm rich, because they'd sold their own people. So the awful thing is, they didn't turn away from God. They claimed to still believe in God. And they thought that Yahweh had blessed them with wealth because they deceived their brothers. It's so wrong. And this is the trouble with all of us, that we tend to mix our belief in God with our wrong behavior and think that he justifies it. I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, says Yahweh, but behold, I will deliver the men, every one of them, into his neighbor's hand and into the hand of his king. They will strike the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. So I fled the flock of slaughter, especially the oppressed of the flock. I took for myself two staves, the one I called grace and the other I called union, and I fed the flock. I cut off three shepherds in 1 month. My soul was weary of them. Then I said, I will not feed you. That which dies, let it die. And that which is to be cut off, let it be cut off. I took my staff, grace, and cut it apart, that I might break my covenant that I had made with all the people. It was broken in that day. And thus the poor of the flock that listened to me knew that it was the word of Yahweh. So God had said that he would not break his covenant with his people. But the truth is, they had broken the covenant, as the prophets say many times. And now, you know, God had carried on with the covenant, but now he's saying, look, it's broken. And it was the poor of the flock, the humble, the abused, who actually realized this. And of course, Ezekiel and Jeremiah had said, I offer you a new covenant. The old one you've broken, and God has confirmed it here. I said to them, if you think it best, give me my value, and if not, keep it. So they weighed for my wages 30 pieces of silver. Yahweh said to me, throw it to the potter, the handsome price that I was valued at by them. So I think this is being sarcastic, that they paid him for being a shepherd 30 pieces of silver, and he throws it to the potter. I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter in the house of Yahweh. So this, of course, is applied in a different sense to what happened with Judas, who betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Then I cut apart my other staff, even union, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. Well, God had been trying to unite Judah and Israel, but the 10 tribes Israel didn't want to return from Assyria. Virtually none of them came back. Most of those from Judah preferred to stay in Persia. And so this idea of reuniting them just didn't happen at that time. It will happen at the last day, but not now. They didn't want it. And he breaks the covenant between him and his people, and then he breaks the covenant between his people. I think the idea is that if we are all in covenant with God, that is the basis of our unity with each other. That we are brothers with each other because we are in covenant with God. And yet, break the covenant with God and you break your fellowship with each other. So anyone who's in covenant with God, you should be at one with. Yahweh said to me, take for yourself again the equipment of a foolish shepherd. So he's acting out a parable. And the problem was that the leaders of the people were so wrong and had led them astray. For behold, I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not visit those who are cut off, neither will seek those who are scattered, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which is sound. But he will eat the flesh of the fat sheep and will tear their hooves in pieces. So a good shepherd seeks the weak, the scattered, the broken, and he feeds those who are sound, who are already healthy but need to be fed continually. This is what a shepherd does, and unfortunately that's not seen very much. People don't come to church, they're just sort of ignored. But the good shepherd goes and looks after the broken and the scattered. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. The sword will be on his arm and on his right eye. His arm will be completely withered, and his right eye will be totally blinded.